This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Al in Tulsa. Al says, my five-year-old daughter takes money from me. When I put my cash on the dresser, it goes straight into my daughter's piggy bank. My wife taught her to do this, and she thinks it's funny. I'm tired of $100 bills disappearing. How do I stop these thieves?
Bust that piggy bank open. You know, the best way to teach a lesson is you can't put no money in the piggy bank that you don't have. You know, now, change is cute. $100 bills? Because I recommend that as a saving technique. Because I used to do it, and that's how I always had money. Every change that I got, every coin, at the end of the day, I raked it off and I put it in a jar. Every single I got, I would roll it up as tight as I could. And the next time I got a single, I would roll it up as tight as I could. Until I had singles rolled up that made a thick little band look like a cigar. And then I put a rubber band on it, then I'd start another single up like that. At the end of the year, you will be stunned how much money you saved if you just save singles and change. Just singles. And then if you can graduate up to fives and tens and stuff like that, and then that's how. But I've also attracted that in my life too, because I don't accept change and I don't accept other bills. I only take hundreds.
Okay.
Well, I'm like his little baby. She grabbing her. Yeah. I got smart too. You get what you attract. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right.
With that one.
Moving on to Belle in Dover. Belle writes, my son's dad popped up to see him at 10 p.m. and he is supposed to call first. I had company in my bedroom with my door closed. My son's dad said I shouldn't have men in my bed if our son is home. Our son is 14. Why can't I have male company?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't tell you what to do. Obviously, you having some people over there, or him, or how many, just one, I don't know.
It's tight.
I'm going to tell you. Let me just say this. It affects the boy.
Okay.
In a way that's hard to explain.
Okay.
Because you got to understand something about your son. I don't know how it affects a girl. I've never been a girl. I'm pretty sure it affects them too. I don't recommend it to girls because that's sending the wrong message, especially to them. But when your boy sees you sleeping with another man that ain't his father, see, he don't know what caused the divorce or all this here. All he knows is that's my daddy, you my mom. Mm-hmm. And it has an effect on the boy. So, just know that. Well, you can do like you want to do because it's your house and you deserve to see somebody else too. But it has an effect on the boy. It's a crushing blow because you're the first woman he loved. And he don't get this, my daddy, this other man. He ain't putting that together yet. You have, but he ain't. I'm just all I'm going to say about that.
Would it be different if they were married, Steve?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it would have to be a little bit more different because then it would give them more time for them to know it. But I don't know how long they've been divorced. You just going, but he popped in over there and you had a man in the bed. You got a lot going on at your house. You got to set some boundaries somewhere because everybody over there.
Yeah, he was supposed to call first, she said.
Well, but he popped up. See, you got to get some more boundaries because you got the ex over there, the current over there, the baby outside, the daddy in the driveway. He on the porch. Now he in the house. And the dude that's in there in the bed, I can't even tell you what's going through his mind.
Okay.
I've been in there before.
Okay. All right, moving on to Mercedes.
Get out of there. You got to get your damn drawers on and get out of there.
Moving on to Mercedes in Vancouver. Mercedes writes, I met a man online and we sexted each other for a few weeks before we met. We had sex the first day we met, and he's not as big as the picture he sent me.
That was a close up. Go ahead, Shirley, I'm sorry.
How can he lie about his size and send a picture of another man?
Well, that probably wasn't a lie, just a close up. You know, y'all, look here. Y'all know how Instagram works now. Y'all got filters? Yeah. Half the people on Instagram don't look like they look. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
How much is you looking for? I mean, what did you want?
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, you know, there's some people out there with some high expectation.
Yeah, lower them. Lower your expectations.
But, you know, you on.
This is a
y'all
lot.
Y'all was sexting online. Mm-hmm. First day y'all met, you had sex.
The first day, yeah.
I mean, you know, you got what you asked for. You ain't.
I need to go
you
back
didn't
to
really,
sexing.
I don't know, in the sexing, were you asking, like, you know, centimeters? Were you asking questions about, you know, quality? Or was you just in there just wanting to have? So now you got it, isn't it?
Damn, we down to centimeters?
I'm just, you know, I'm trying to say a word that ain't got, you know, I ain't want to say American.
This is a lot.
Yeah, just let that go.
Lady, right, last one. Jessica out of Chicago says, I broke up with my boyfriend and he's been begging me to give him another chance. He started posting pics, unlike what you said you couldn't post, Steve, but this guy is posting pictures like he's out in a club or at dinner with two drinks in the photo to make her jealous, to make me jealous. Why is he playing games if he wants me back is her question.
Well, then that's the answer to your question. He playing games. Why don't you just remember why y'all ain't together no more? Because that reason probably still exists. Just because somebody beg you back don't mean they're going to beg you back as a new version of them. Sometimes it's the game. Now, I'm posting two drinks in the picture and stuff. He's just trying to see if he can get you back. Quit entertaining this foolishness. Why y'all break up in the first place? Because that reason probably still exists. If y'all ain't addressed that, go on about your business, sister.
And it's going to show back up at some point.
No,
it's going to take long for the whole reason to show back up.
Yes, indeed.
That's why he's
I know so many people that went back to the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Well, he seemed like he different.
And there you have it.
Sorry.
You're not sorry.
Well, you know.
You tried to help him.
You know, you try to help, but you know, you can tell in the question some people don't really want help. You know, like that other question where the lady had the man in the bed and her husband, her ex-husband popped up and then got mad at her for having a bedroom partner in there in front of the 14-year-old boy. You know, it's her house. She can do like she want to do. But, you know, you just tell them what you can tell them. You know, he'll probably be back over there this weekend, though.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Hello.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.